Migration Arrests Rise Sevenfold Under Trump, by Neil Monroe on February 26, 2025. The number of arrested migrants has multiplied sevenfold since President Donald Trump was inaugurated, says Kristi Noem, chief of the Department of Homeland Security. Trump's deputies and officers have arrested more than 20,000 illegal aliens in places far from the U.S. border, the department announced. That's a 627% increase in monthly arrests compared to just 33,000 at large. Far from the border, arrests under Biden for all of last year, Noem said in a tweet. Nearly all of the arrested migrants are being repatriated to their foreign homes. The rise in arrests happened after Trump canceled Biden's many pro-migration policies. For example, Biden's pro-migration deputy, Alejandro Mayorkas, largely blocked ICE agents from arresting migrants who were not already convicted of felonies. He also barred them from arresting illegal migrants near schools, hospitals, government buildings, churches, and courts. Biden's welcome policies encouraged the inflow of roughly 9 million illegal migrants, who pushed down wages and raised rents throughout American society. So there is a huge task ahead if Trump wants to remove all illegal migrants. Nationwide, there are more than 14 million illegals in the U.S. to remove them all during the next 8 years. Trump and his successor would need to deport roughly 140,000 people per month. However, many migrants are likely to go home once they cannot easily get jobs or welfare in the United States. Trump's rise in arrests is accompanied by many other positive signs that he is getting the U.S. economy and society back into balance after Biden's 4 years of runaway migration. The positive signs include the arrests of business owners who hire illegals, the use of tax data to track illegal employment in Charleroi, Pennsylvania, and the use of states in Central America as drop-off locations for migrants from other countries. The existence of the drop-off sites ensures that uncooperative countries such as China, Vietnam, and India can no longer prevent the deportation of their citizens from the United States.